He has a lot of personal problems. Happy New Year's Eve! This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 193. This is the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. I'm Steve Webb. I'm your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Our reading today is Proverbs chapter 10, after which I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray today that you show us wisdom from this marvelous book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 10. These are Solomon's Proverbs. Wise children make their fathers proud of them. Foolish ones bring their mothers grief. Wealth you get by dishonesty will do you no good, but honesty can save your life. The Lord will not let good people go hungry, but he will keep the wicked from getting what they want. Being lazy will make you poor, but hard work will make you rich. A sensible person gathers the crops when they are ready. It is a disgrace to sleep through the time of harvest. Good people will receive blessings. The words of the wicked hide a violent nature. Good people will be remembered as a blessing, but the wicked will soon be forgotten. Sensible people accept good advice. People who talk foolishly will come to ruin. Honest people are safe and secure, but the dishonest will be caught. Someone who holds back the truth causes trouble, but one who openly criticizes works for peace. A good person's words are a fountain of life, but a wicked person's words hide a violent nature. Hate stirs up trouble, but love forgives all offenses. Intelligent people talk sense, but stupid people need to be punished. The wise get all the knowledge they can, but when fools speak, trouble is not far off. Wealth protects the rich. Poverty destroys the poor. The reward for doing good is life, but sin leads only to more sin. People who listen when they are corrected will live, but those who will not admit that they are wrong are in danger. Anyone who hides hatred is a liar. Anyone who spreads gossip is a fool. The more you talk, the more likely you are to sin. If you are wise, you will keep quiet. A good person's words are like pure silver. A wicked person's ideas are worthless. A good person's words will benefit many people, but you can kill yourself with stupidity. It is the Lord's blessing that makes you wealthy. Hard work can make you no richer. It is foolish to enjoy doing wrong. Intelligent people take pleasure in wisdom. The righteous will get what they want, but the wicked will get what they fear most. Storms come and the wicked are blown away, but honest people are always safe. Never get a lazy person to do something for you. He will be as irritating as vinegar on your teeth or smoke in your eyes. Obey the Lord and you will live longer. The wicked die before their time. The hopes of good people lead to joy, but wicked people can look forward to nothing. The Lord protects honest people, but destroys those who do wrong. Righteous people will always have security, but the wicked will not survive in the land. Righteous people speak wisdom, but the tongue that speaks evil will be stopped. Righteous people know the kind thing to say, but the wicked are always saying things that hurt. As I think about wisdom, one thought that comes up repeatedly for me is that a wise person knows that no matter how much he knows, there is still a lot he does not know, and a foolish person thinks he knows it all. Have you ever seen the old TV show Cheers? One of the characters is the mail carrier, Cliff Clavin, played by John Ratzenberger. He was one of those guys that you often see in a group situation that always thinks he knows everything about whatever subject comes up in conversation. He puffs up his chest and says, "Oh yeah, let me tell you about that." And then he goes on to demonstrate that he really doesn't know anything about it.
I've got a pet little theory about that. You see, if you go back in history and take every president, you'll find that the numerical value of each letter in their last name was equally divisible into the year in which they were elected.
So who's going to win, Cliff? Reagan again?
What, Mondale?
No, not a chance. See, I figured it out. And by my calculations, our next president has to be named Yelnik McWawa.
Cliff Clavin was a fool. And then on another TV show that's actually one of my all-time favorites, there's a character who shows quite a lot of wisdom. This character is named Jesse Stone and is played by Tom Selleck. Jesse Stone is a small-town chief of police. He has a lot of personal problems, but he does demonstrate the characteristic of knowing when to keep quiet. In one scene, the town council, who is the group that he's accountable to, is not happy with the way he's handling a particular crime investigation.
On behalf of the town council, Jim and Carter and I thought we ought to get brought up to speed on things.
So what's really going on?
We have two killings. We're not sure whether it's the same weapon or weapons.
That's all you know?
Correct.
You don't have any clues? Nothing?
Correct.
Told you he wasn't a talker.
So what do we tell the press?
I like no comment.
Well, what is it you have your officers doing over at the high school?
Maybe you could allocate your personnel a little better.
Don't you talk?
Only when I have something to say.
The wise person does not feel the need to demonstrate how smart he is. The foolish person is too stupid to know when to shut up. I think I'll shut up now. Your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. To find out what Bible translations I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 193, or just look in your podcast app. Tomorrow we're going to read Ezekiel 25 through 30. If you're getting together with people tonight to celebrate the ringing out of 2020 and ringing in a hopefully much better 2021, have a good time. My wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, and I will be celebrating our 31st anniversary. Yep, we were married on New Year's Eve, which sounds kind of cool until you realize that it's not, because everyone is out celebrating the new year, filling up restaurants and every other place you might want to go to celebrate your anniversary. Oh well, it's always nice to stay home where it's quiet. Something for the wise to keep in mind when planning a wedding. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Happy New Year. Bye.